Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week?
Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. Your usual host and founder of Earbuds and my friend, Arielle Nissenblatt, hurt her humerus and has to be out for a bit to recover from surgery. So I, Shira Moskowitz, have stepped in to help a friend out. We love you, Arielle. Get well soon. Today, we want to tell you about podcast delivery. The podcast discovery struggle is real, and podcast delivery is here to help. Get podcast recommendations delivered straight to your inbox every Monday so you can focus on making it to Friday. Head to podcastdelivery.com to subscribe. This week's Earbuds recommendations come to us from TG, who leaves us with some mystery because they didn't write much about themselves beyond their initials. Pretty cool. I respect it. Through TG's picks, we get into what can so often seem like an intimidating and obscure topic, finding your life's purpose. But fret no more. These pod picks give us tips from shifting your mindset to picking up useful habits to help uncovering and building a meaningful and purposeful life. Let's get into our pod picks for the week. TG chose the theme, finding a sense of purpose. The idea is that through TG's pod picks, we can learn to take more control of our choices, our actions, and where our energy goes. Some pods look at tips on how to build professional success, some explore the power of intuition when discovering purpose, and some look at the role of community in building a mission for ourselves and our lives. These pod picks just remind us that our lives are in a constant state of design, shout out to Cleo Wade, and only we can choose how that goes. So why did TG choose this theme? They write, "Oftentimes, people feel lost and turn to podcasts for some clarity on life. These podcasts help me realize how to be a better human, instilling purpose in me." Couldn't agree more, TG. Here are this week's Earbuds episodes from TG. The first episode is from the Leadership on Purpose podcast and is called Think Macro, Invest Micro, How to Change the World. Here's the description. This episode is a super quick 10-minute long listen on the power of the individual. Host Blake Bozarth discusses the importance of becoming attuned to the things we want to change around us and understanding those issues through the lens of the macro, but investing in the micro, small baby steps that have profound impacts. He breaks down what can often be a super intimidating and daunting concept of change and impact and gives clear examples on how to lead with purpose and integrity. The second episode is from the Growth Mindset podcast and is called Finding Your Own Success, Greg Spillane, Serial Entrepreneur. Here's the description. This pod may seem like it's all about marketing and scaling and all the other buzzwords you hear thrown around 700 times on Clubhouse, but it's so much more than that. Host Sam Harris, another lovely British accent that is so fun to listen to, interviews cool people and breaks the process down to show that you can achieve any goal or intention through what he refers to as a growth mindset. In this episode, he sits down with Greg Spillane, who is described as an entrepreneurial, growth-focused technology leader whose main business focus is scaling. It's interesting to hear his career journey and the humbling experience of going back to school. I especially connected to Spillane's number one advice for success, traveling the world to really understand that the world doesn't revolve around you or your country. I am also reading a book right now called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol Dweck, and it's all about how growth mindset can help you grow in relationships and in business. So highly encourage everyone to check that out as well. Next up, we're switching gears a bit and listening to the podcast On Purpose with Jay Shetty. And the episode is called 3 Steps to Connect with Your Intuition and Feel More Grounded. Before we get into what this episode is about, I need to just talk about the host, Jay Shetty. Shetty is a storyteller, writer, podcaster, and a former monk. Yes, a monk. In this episode, he talks to cognitive psychologist Lori Santos about blocking out external pressures, tapping into the present, and making some of the hardest life decisions, all from a place of intention and groundedness. They talk about shifting the paradigm from a goal-oriented idea of success to something that can be measured by personal growth, impact on our communities, and the way we treat the world. It's great stuff. The next recommendation comes from the Black Entrepreneur Experience podcast, and the episode is called Founder of Afara Global, Whitney A. White, Strategy and Innovative Leader Entrepreneur. Dr. Frances Richards hosts a variety of Black entrepreneurs on this pod, making space for inspiring conversations for aspiring business leaders and strategists. In this episode, Richards sits down with Whitney A. White, a strategy and innovation leader, entrepreneur, and founder of her own business, Afara Global, which helps companies launch and scale new products and services. They get into the highs and lows of starting your own company, White's personal struggle with living an empowered life, and how she's looking at time differently as a result of the pandemic. So much so that she started Take Back Your Time, a time management coaching program. If there's one takeaway lesson Whitney wants you to leave this interview with, it's the intention to lead your life feeling more empowered and with more agency. The last recommendation comes from the On Being with Krista Tippett podcast, and the episode is called Jennifer Michael Hecht, We Believe Each Other Into Being. This is the pod to listen to on a slow afternoon walk or with a nice cup of tea. It's beautiful, emotional, and full of hope. Philosopher, poet, and historian Jennifer Michael Hecht centers concepts of spirituality, faith, and the idea that we are indebted to one another in her writing about suicide. She's traced how Western civilization has at times demonized those who died by suicide, and at other times celebrated it as a moral freedom. She has struggled with suicidal places in her life and lost friends to it. Thank you to TG for choosing these podcasts as part of this week's Earbuds theme, Finding a Sense of Purpose. We'll have a link in the show notes of this episode to all of these podcasts and more. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have absolutely no interest in that week's theme, you can check out the Spotlit podcast for some more audio content. Hey, podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. So this week, we're hearing from our very own Maya Rubin. Maya is the newsletter and podcast editor at Earbuds. Maya chose to spotlight the podcast Miha. She writes, "Listening to this podcast almost brought tears to my eyes. It's such a beautiful series on individuality, community, and immigration. I profoundly connect to the narrator and creator of the show. Our lives have so many parallels, it's kind of crazy." Creator and podcaster Lori Martinez tells the story of her parents' immigration from Colombia to the U.S., growing up Latina in Queens, and the power of telling stories that celebrate culture. Season 2 and 3 explore other immigrant stories. Pro tip, if you want to practice your language skills, you can listen to this podcast in Spanish, maybe at the slowest speed possible to start, but I'm sure you will be able to listen even faster after practicing for a few months. Thanks so much, Maya, for that recommendation. Usually, this is the point in the episode where Earbud's fearless leader, Ariel, interviews somebody in the podcast space. I have actually had the honor of being interviewed by Ariel on Feedback with Earbuds to talk about the podcast that Ariel and I co-host, Counter Programming with Shira and Ariel. However, because Ariel's not here, we're going to skip today's interview. When she gets back, she has a bunch of really awesome interviews planned with folks who are making some cool things happen in this industry, so stay tuned for that. A quick note from one of our sponsors. Looking for a no-nonsense podcast about the latest arts news? Tune into The Culture Bar, a bi-monthly panel conversation podcast exploring, dissecting, and shedding light on important topics in the arts and music world that matter to you. Find The Culture Bar wherever you pod. You can stay in the earbuds loop between newsletters and episodes of this podcast. You can do that by signing up to curate a list for us. Anyone can curate a list. There's a link to our curator form in every newsletter we send out. Or you can also check out our blog or even write a blog post for us. More at our website. While you're on the internet, make sure you're following us all over. We're at Earbuds Podcast Collective on most platforms. And with that, I'm going to close out for the week. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. And today, I was your host, Shira Moskowitz. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.